the most holy body and blood of Christ, has been one of the most valuable expressions of faith for the believers since the beginning of the church and through many centuries and generations of Christians. What does it mean to us? Let us see what is the Word of God telling us about it today. The first call today is to remember how the Lord has done great things for us. He blessed our fathers in the faith, our ancestors, taking them out of Egypt and bringing them to freedom and feeding them in the desert with the manna. Furthermore, he has blessed us, our families, and our different countries in many ways. He has always been with us. We are his people, and he is our God. But even more, we are his children, and he is our Father. That is a very different relationship. He is our Father, and we are his children. The sacraments are real manifestations of his love and of his presence among us, especially the Eucharist, the most holy body and blood of Christ. St. Paul, in the second reading, taught us the meaning of having communion in one bread and one chalice. It means to be one body, the living body of Christ. Even though we are many and we are different, but we are one. We are the body of Christ. It is a clear call and challenge to build up that body that is the church today. A being that never ends to be built up. Every day, as our body itself is renewed. The same happened with the church. And we are called to build up that body today, doing our own part, playing our own role, fulfilling our own mission, knowing that we are one of those members, one of those many members, and working for unity, integration, acceptance, and communion with the rest of the body that is the church, that is the community. That is how we should live out the communion that we may have with the body of Christ. St. John in the Gospel invites us to trust in the promises of Christ. He promised to give us eternal life for those who receive his body and blood, and for those who remain in Him. What a great promise. Eternal life. A promise that it is not only after death, at the end of the times. A promise that may begin today. Today is the day of salvation. A promise that may begin now. Eternal life that can be translated into happiness and peace. Personal fulfillment, joy, sense of life, that is salvation. For whom? It is very clear in the gospel. For those who receive Him and remain in Him. My brothers and sisters, it is not enough to receive the breaking of the bread. It is not enough to receive the body. It is needed to have faith and to believe with our whole heart and being that through that little piece of bread, consecrated bread, we are receiving Him. We are receiving Jesus. It is needed to know Him, to love Him, and to follow His teachings, His examples, His lessons. It is needed to be His disciples. What is that? That is what means to remain in Him. Lord Jesus, we praise You for this great sacrament. We praise You for Your great mercy and love to us. We praise You, Lord, because You are with us every day and every Sunday when we come together to celebrate these sacred mysteries. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.